Hi, this week we're continuing our question from last week. Is the church becoming politically correct? Our society today does not want to condemn anyone or anything. Everything is considered to be relative, and nothing is believed to be absolute. People do not believe in absolute truth anymore. Everything is to be tolerated except intolerance. If someone is stupid enough or arrogant enough to believe that they're right and others are wrong, they are branded as intolerant, insensitive, and bigoted. Today, it is considered wrong to debate, especially religion. It's considered unchristian and ungodly to dispute and argue about religious matters. And rather than argue and dispute, we're supposed to keep silent. We're not to offer any correction. We are not to say anything or anyone is wrong. Everything is to be tolerated and condoned, and nothing is to be criticized. But our study last week revealed that both the Lord and the apostles disputed and argued with others. In Mark 8, verse 11, Jesus argued with the Pharisees, and the word "with" necessarily implies that both Jesus and the Pharisees were involved in the argument. In other words, Jesus didn't just walk away. He didn't just keep silent. He did not smile and agree that doctrine is irrelevant or that religious practices are flexible. In other words, Jesus was not ecumenical. He did not teach that everyone was going to heaven, just trying to get there different ways. Likewise, the apostles were not ecumenical. They disputed with people. They argued that there was only one right doctrine and one inflexible way to worship and serve God. The Apostle Paul even spoke a curse against anyone who would teach any other doctrine than what had been delivered to the Galatians. The apostles taught the same thing in every place they went. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who's my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church." Paul taught the same thing in every place that he went. Paul went on to say in Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Now, question. If every church was taught the very same thing, were there different kinds of churches in those days? Were there different ways of being saved, different ways of conducting worship services? My friend, how can people who claim to believe the New Testament think that all the religious division and variety of churches is acceptable with God? How can we remain silent and not debate and dispute with those who are opposed? Yes, it's critical that we maintain a charitable attitude. Yes, we must treat people with respect and honor, but we cannot remain silent and accept division and ignore practices and doctrines which clearly violate the revealed will of God. Let me remind you of the great Reformation movement, which awakened the world and brought men out of the Dark Ages. On October 31st, 1517, the Catholic priest Martin Luther nailed to his church door in Wittenberg, Germany, 95 theses in which he set forth his opposition to the indulgences and offered to debate any who differed with him. By 1519, the debate challenge was accepted by John Eck. This debate was an overwhelming success in awakening men to the fact that the authority of the Pope was not on equal footing with the canon of the Holy Scriptures. By 1520, the Pope was so enraged that he issued a bull of excommunication which stated that unless Luther would recant, he would be cast out of the church. To show his contempt for such a document, Luther called together the students of Wittenberg, paraded through the streets, and burned the papal bull. For good measure, they also threw in a copy of the canon law and some theological treatises of the day. Now I ask you, what if Martin Luther had lived in today's society? What would have occurred? He would probably have been labeled as a troublemaker, an intolerant bigot. Luther had the nerve and audacity to think that he was right and that others were wrong. Luther was intolerant to the papal system. Furthermore, Luther translated the scriptures from Latin into German. the language of his people, thinking that the common man should be able to read and understand the Scriptures for himself. He held to the old-fashioned notion that, first, the Scriptures were true, second, that the common man could understand the Scriptures for himself, and third, that the Scriptures should be debated and argued for the sake of truth. His debates brought about a great reformation, and we are all free today because of such men as Martin Luther. Now, where is this spirit of willingness to discuss, debate, and argue the Scriptures? It's virtually dead. We become politically correct. We become tolerant to the point that we will tolerate anything except intolerance. The church has become ecumenical and willing to shut its eyes to doctrines and practices which have absolutely no Bible authority whatsoever. And no one is supposed to say anything against it, for that would be mean-spirited, bigoted, and intolerant. My friend, in the words of James 3 and verse 10, these things ought not to be so. We should be like the Bereans of old in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether those things were so. These people checked out and verified that what they were being taught was the truth and that it agreed with the Scriptures they had. They were not gullible, accepting things that were taught to them without questioning. They believed in truth, absolute truth, and they rejected relativism. In short, they were politically incorrect by today's standards. My friend, I appeal to your reasoning. Don't accept the political correctness of our day. Be willing to discuss in the spirit of Christ and His apostles the differences which exist in the religious world. Do not accept the false conclusion that everyone is headed for heaven, but we're just getting there different ways. My friend, there's only one way to heaven, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. There you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.